Part 3. Dores Venabili. Venabili, Dores. The life of Harry Seldon is well encrusted with legend and uncertainty, so that little hope remains of ever obtaining a biography that can be thoroughly factual. Perhaps the most puzzling aspect of his life deals with his consort, Dores Venabili. There is no information whatever concerning Dores Venabili, except for her birth on the world of Cinna, prior to her arrival at Streeling University to become a member of the history faculty. Shortly after that, she met Seldon and remained his consort for 28 years. If anything, her life is more interlarded with legend than Seldon's is. There are quite unbelievable tales of her strength and speed, and she was widely spoken of, or perhaps whispered of, as the Tiger Woman. Still more puzzling than her coming, however, is her going, for after a certain time we hear of her no more, and there is no indication as to what happened. Her role as a historian is evidenced by her works on Encyclopedia Galactica. 1. Wanda was almost 8 years old now, going by galactic standard time, as everyone did. She was quite the little lady, grave in manner, with straight, light brown hair. Her eyes were blue, but were darkening, and she might well end with the brown eyes of her father. She sat there, lost in thought. 60. That was the number that preoccupied her. Grandfather was going to have a birthday, and it was going to be his 60th. And 60 was a large number. It bothered her because yesterday she had had a bad dream about it. She went in search of her mother. She would have to ask. Her mother was not hard to find. She was talking to Grandfather. About the birthday, surely. Wanda hesitated. It wouldn't be nice to ask in front of Grandfather. Her mother had no trouble whatever sensing Wanda's consternation. She said, 1 minute, Harry, and let's see what's bothering Wanda. What is it, dear? Wanda pulled at her hand. Not here, Mother. Private. Manella turned to Harry Seldon. See how early it starts? Private lives, private problems. Of course, Wanda. Shall we go to your room?
Yes, Mother.
Wanda was clearly relieved. Hand in hand they went, and then her mother said, Now, what is the problem, Wanda?
It's Grandfather, Mother.
Grandfather? I can't imagine him doing anything to bother you.
Well, he is.
Wanda's eyes filled with sudden tears.
Is he going to die?
Your grandfather? What put that into your head, Wanda?
He's going to be 60. That's so old.
No, it isn't. It's not young, but it's not old either. People live to be 80, 90, even 100. And your grandfather is strong and healthy. He'll live a long time.
Are you sure?
She was sniffing. Manella grasped her daughter by the shoulders and looked her straight in the eyes.
We must all die someday, Wanda. I've explained that to you before.
Just the same, we don't worry about it till the someday is much closer. She wiped Wanda's eyes gently.
Grandfather is going to stay alive till you're all grown up and have babies of your own. You'll see. Now come back with me. I want you to talk to Grandfather.
Wanda sniffed again. Seldon looked at the little girl with a sympathetic expression on her return and said, What is it, Wanda? Why are you unhappy? Wanda shook her head. Seldon turned his gaze to the girl's mother.
Well, what is it, Manella?
Manella shook her head.
She'll have to tell you herself.
Seldon sat down and tapped his lap.
Come, Wanda, have a seat and tell me your troubles.
She obeyed and wriggled a bit, then said,
I'm scared.
Seldon put his arm around her. Nothing to be scared of in your old grandfather. Manella made a face. Wrong word. Seldon looked up at her.
Grandfather?
No,
old.
That seemed to break the dike. Wanda burst into tears.
You're old, grandfather.
I suppose so. I'm 60. He bent his face down to Wanda's and whispered,
I don't like it either, Wanda. That's why I'm glad you're only 7, going on 8.
Your hair is white, Grandpa.
It wasn't always. It just turned white recently.
White hair means you're going to die, Grandpa.
Selden looked shocked. He said to Manella, "What is all this?"
"I don't know, Harry. It's her own idea."
"I had a bad dream," said Wanda.
Selden cleared his throat. "We all have bad dreams now and then, Wanda. It's good we do. Bad dreams get rid of bad thoughts, and then we're better off."
"It was about you dying, Grandfather."
"I know, I know. Dreams can be about dying, but that doesn't make them important. Look at me. Don't you see how alive I am, and cheerful, and laughing? Do I look as though I'm dying? Tell me."
No.
"There you are, then. Now you go out and play, and forget all about this. I'm just having a birthday, and everyone will have a good time. Go ahead, dear."
Wanda left in reasonable cheer, but Selden motioned to Manella to stay.